Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Madden!
Madden!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey Bunty, welcome back, and welcome back to our listeners as well. Sunday, March 4th, yeah? We are doing our second episode today. And Bunty, you and I were talking about this, and I thought we'd do a piece, we decided to do a piece on, the passing away, the tragic demise of Sridevi, but not so much about Sridevi's death itself, but really about the absolutely appalling, unethical, and gross coverage of her death by our media, our mainstream media, in the English language as well as, I think, in the in the non-English press, from speculations for which Times of India was responsible, I believe, that she had died of a heart attack, which turned out not to be true, to slimy accusations that there was something, you know, untoward about her death. Subramaniam Swami made some appalling remark that wasn't in the media, but it was covered by the media, about Dawood Ibrahim having relationships with actresses, to people jumping into bathtubs. I mean, it really, they were really like a flock of vultures, you know, feasting on Sridevi's, the event of Sridevi's death.
Yeah, I think we wanted to give some time before we spoke about this story, because when we kind of hold up a masthead about Sridevi, people might interpret that, you know, we're jumping a bandwagon. I think our intention on this particular story is completely different. Both of us have watched movies where Sridevi was the heroine, and she's a remarkable lady. Some of her work was really interesting, and may her soul rest in peace. That's kind of my opening piece about this wonderful actress who's passed on and is no more. But as Rohit, you suggested, that one of the things that we were looking to explore was what the news of her death and the circumstances of her death set in motion in a country like ours, with the kind of media stations that we have. Because it ranged from absolutely crude school project amateur journalism. I remember there was this set of messages that we were exchanging as this was unfolding, of basically a bloke with a mic in a bathtub. And he was basically, for lack of material, he was just as like a man trying to pretend to be Sridevi in a bathtub with a microphone, trying to give a regional news channel, or I don't know what channel it was.
Marathi.
Some Marathi channel. The vignette for me, that image, what it said was, here's a guy who has probably is a gazillion miles from the story. He operates a regional channel, and he realizes the modicum of behavior in what I do for a livelihood is that, based on very little information, I have to create some tamasha which keeps my viewers locked in, right? And it felt like circus reporting. And, you know, the fact that happens in other contexts as well, in day-to-day matters, is neither here nor there. This was the death of a lady who, you know, the circumstances were not clear at that point in time. And then other things like, you know, misdirection, which is, you know, whether there was mafia involved, whether she was murdered. And all of this reported with, you know, varying amounts of glee. I found that very disturbing.
Absolutely. And a layer of the glee was, you know, it was palpable. And above that, however, there was this completely hypocritical sort of fake sympathy, and, you know, we are trying to get to the bottom of this as some kind of mark of respect to Sridevi and the family, and that's just absolutely ridiculous. They did not give her or her family any kind of dignity in death. And to me, you know, there were a couple of things that were especially telling. First, that it's, you know, the biggest media players who have, who sort of took the lead in this, right? And I think what tends to happen is that Times or, Republic or whoever, Republic isn't really a big player, but Times or, ZTV and so on, CNN, whoever engaged in this kind of gross speculation, they kind of set the tone and template for everyone else.
Right.
That's one thing. And you really wonder in terms of, you know, if this is what they're doing about someone's death, you know, this is, they also have the same kind of approach towards sort of routine things. And what is the consequence for Indian civic discourse or Indian public life or Indian democracy when you think about the important role that the press plays in all those things? The second thing was very interesting, that at some point of time, the Dubai police, I believe, put out a statement, either directly as a tweet or it was some other kind of statement which was then picked up and shared on Twitter, saying that, you know, we are conducting a full investigation and we request people not to speculate. So you actually have a situation where Dubai police is basically telling the Indian media, just shut the hell up. We know what we are doing. And, you know, don't come up with your own, you know, bogus, nonsensical theories. And what happens is that, you know, they said that it was an accidental death by drowning. And that was the end of it. But all this garbage that was generated by the media, you know, I think for a while it has kind of tainted the whole, you know, experience. And it's, I just wonder if some of it will stick, right? Because, you know, there's the morality about, oh, she was drinking. And then, you know, Subramaniam Swami jumping in and saying that she didn't used to drink. So the insinuation is maybe someone forced her to drink. I mean, all kinds of filth. And you just wonder, will this filth tarnish this poor lady's, you know, image even after she's gone?
Yeah, I think what we are doing, obviously the death was unfortunate for people who are, you know, super fans of Sridevi. And I know, to be honest, Rohit, it was a story that was widely reported here as well. So even for all the shenanigans of our politicians and our industrialists, the thing that did get picked up, I think both on CNN and the BBC here, was that the superstar Sridevi had died. The first pass was that she had died in mysterious circumstances, which are being investigated. And on the second occasion, it was a coverage that, you know, the death was through natural causes, or some form of words to that effect, and more focus on the mourning fans at her funeral. And I thought that the way the Indian media, I do not know whether it was across the board, whether all channels were behaving, that Marathi channel with that fat bloke in the bathtub with a mic is going to be the vignette of how big a loser regional channels are. But I do not know whether this was consistently the case across all channels, but it was very disheartening. And I just thought that, you know, we couldn't let this, we were discussing that we couldn't let this kind of occasion go without saying that, you know, for whatever it's worth, our two pennies worth on this was that it was disgusting behavior, and the people who are behind it should have some sense of decency to respond to public situations like this, because it was not investigative journalism. No. It was shoddy journalism. There is no two ways around. Basically, the thing is, people, in retrospect, there is no excuse for saying what you did was good, because in retrospect, you will look even more silly and stupid. Right. And what do you learn from that is the question.
Right. And I think, yeah, it's an excellent point. And the only thing I would add is, you know, this was, you know, the print coverage seems to be more tempered, which is generally, you know, the case with print compared to television. The digital coverage was, for the most part, a kind of echo, or a significantly an echo of the televisual coverage, because, you know, many of the TV channels have a kind of website where they just present a kind of version of what's on television anyways. But yeah, I think maybe, you know, on that note, we can just sort of wrap this episode up. And, you know, there's a larger sort of phenomenon here about how celebrities are covered also. And, you know, as far as what is called TRP culture, getting those television rating points or ranking points. I mean, to me, when I think of TRP, the only thing that comes to the word that comes to mind is tribe, really. Like, you know, TRP obsession has led to tribe. So, yeah, I think maybe we can just wrap this episode up, you know, on that note.
Okay. So, take care and catch up again next week.
Yeah. See you. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.